midday every Saturday.
Greetings, music lovers. Roger Bowie from the Radio 13 Music Collective back live in the studio for round two of Roger's eclectic journey. Tonight, from 1989 through to around 2013, 25 years of rock, one song a year from my collection. And this is the blues band who can't get their ass in gear. Try driving an automatic. Eat onions. Blues band from 1989, back for more. I Can't Get My Ass in Gear was also done by Coco Montoya in 1996, but that was Paul Jones and, of course, the blues band. And now for the cool vibe of Everything But the Girl. Having no trouble with gears, or assholes, for that matter. This is driving.
Oh, lover boy, do you have belong? Maybe one day you wake and you'll find me gone.
Everything But the Girl from 1990's Language of Life. And if you didn't like that, here's something better. Better from a band from Newcastle, New South Wales. Imagine a band from Newcastle, Screaming Jets. They've been going for 30 years now. They're big and Aussie. Not so much elsewhere, but that was from All for One, 1991. And here's where I dived into house and found there was no water in the pool.
But if your mind's neglected, stumble.
Connected from Stereo MCs, kind of electronica, hip-hop, acid house. I don't mind the acid, but I could never get into the house. But there'll be someone out there who both likes Stereo MCs and remembers the song. And, you know, I don't have to like everything I own, but I do own that. Anyway, enough said. Harness up. It's a horse. 1993. Died pretty. It's a pretty good way to die. Died pretty. A great Aussie alternative rock band with a charismatic singer. Not unlike the current guy from My Sex, whose name escapes me. But then a lot of things escape me in my tender old age. But Died Pretty, the album was Trace. The singer is Ron Pino. He founded the band in 1983. And if you're lucky, you can still get to see them on occasional reunions. But let's do some Pearl Jam. Jam, 1994, Vitalogy. Funny old time for Pearl Jam. It was their third album. Lots of internal conflict going on. Drummer got fired. Eddie's calling the shots and playing guitar. Mike McCready ready for rehab. Spinning in a black circle, you might say. But it's a great album. We'll hear another. This is Corduroy.
Me.
All right, thank you. Back to back Pearl Jam. I'm Roger Bowie, broadcasting live on Planet FM 104.6. You can stream this program on planetaudio.org/Rogers-eclectic-journey. Or in a couple of days, you can get into the Radio 13, radio13.co.nz website under audio programs, and you can click a button and it'll stream from there. Okay, what's next? I should think so. It's Supergrass. Supergrass from 1995, their debut album, I Should Coco, and All Right. 1996, how about a number one album on debut? A few have done it. And the Blue Tones from Hounslow in London are one such band. Cutting Some Rug. We'll be right back.
Alone again, wondering where you have been. Your lonely voice calls across the starlit coast, reaching out to be seen. She cries your name three times.
another debut album that made the news a little bit in 1997, this time from the folky electronica of Beth Orton. With A Trailer Park was the debut album, and She Cries Your Name was that cut. And before that, we had the Blue Tones from Expecting to Fly, Cut Some Rug. Okay, we're going across the Atlantic now to North Carolina, where Bill Lyerly played locally for about 20 years before getting national prominence with Railroad Station Blues in 1998. Work hard, Bill, and you get lucky. And here's Too Hurt to Cry and An Eye for an Eye.
Seconds creeping by. You gave me the angst on a sailor phone, and I'm too hurt to cry. I'm all alone. Too hurt to cry. Too hurt to cry. Be doomed to the past. I still don't know just what went wrong. But what don't kill you will make you strong. And I too hurt to cry. Too hurt to cry. Too hurt. We'll be right back.
No, it's not ZZ Top. It's the Bill Lyle Band from 1998. Railroad Station Blues, which is, of course, where the blues was discovered. So W.C. Handy reckoned in 1909 or 10 at the railway station in Tutwiler, which is just out of Clarksdale in Mississippi. Home of the blues. Okay, back across the Atlantic to London, England. Ecstasy. Andy Partridge and Colin Moulding were the mainstays of Ecstasy. Started in the 70s. Finn Andrews' dad, Barry, was also one of the early members. But here's a cut from 1999's April Venus, Volume 1. It's kind of a late 90s version of Gentle Giant. Just for something different. Thank you. River of Orchids from Ecstasy in 1999. Okay, I'm Roger Bowie. We're doing a song a year from my collection. We started last month in 1963, 50-odd years of rock over two shows. And this is the second part of my eclectic journey. And we're at the year 2000. We go to Washington, D.C. for some Lebanese Blonde, which is nothing to do with the color of the hair. This is Thievery Corporation. Thievery Corporation from 2000, the Mirror Conspiracy. Thievery Corporation was started in 1995 by Rob Garza and Eric Hilton in Washington, D.C. No doubt paying homage to the deep state, or maybe in anticipation of Donald Trump's presidency, or maybe they just liked Moshiba. Anyway, that was Pam Bricker on vocals, and the track was Lebanese Blonde, which is named after something you might smoke. And let's go and hear some rock. This is Incubus.
Nice to
Nice to Know You, Incubus. Not a band I know too much about. It's from Morning View 2001. It's kind of like a junior version of the Red Hot Chilies, but they put a lot of albums out. Anyway, nice to know you. Nice to hear you. Let's go to Gomez in Our Gun, their third album. One reviewer wrote that anyone who didn't like all of this record was insane in a bad way. Well, he wouldn't write it that way today, but it's pretty clear that he liked it. Shot Shop. Remember that post-Britpop era which made superstars out of Coldplay? Well, Snow Patrol, that was Snow Patrol. They came close. That was them from their album Final Straw, which came out in 2003. 2004. Well, these guys were out a couple of years ago playing their first album. They were bloody good, too. That was Bloc Party. This is Bloc Party from their 2004 EP. Well, not just before their first album. The EP comprised their first three singles, and Staying Fat was a flip side to Banquet. So we're not going to hear Banquet because I played that one another time, but we're going to play Staying Fat. 5, The Doves from Manchester, from their very excellent album Some City, and Almost Forgot Myself. Now for something completely different. This is Derek Trucks from Songline, song from Nusrat Ali Fateh Khan, the famous Pakistani vocalist. Sit back and enjoy this. Derek Trucks Band channeling Qawwali, the devotional singing from the Sufi Islam sect, which embraces both Sindhi and Punjabi ethnicities. And it was made famous by the Pakistani vocalist Nusrat Ali Fateh Khan way back in the 80s and the 90s. Derek Trucks, of course, one of Eric Clapton's guitarists. Fabulous slide guitarist. Okay, we're moving on. Time's running short. This is Stereophonics from 2007. Stereophonics from 2007, the album, their sixth album, Pull the Pin with Stone. Now, okay, My Morning Jacket. Boydie just did a show with his mates, the best of the big day out. This is one of the highlights from the many times I went to the Big Day Out from 2009. My Morning Jacket were on one of the backstages and they played the full album from 2008's Evil Urges, and this is the title track.
Hit you back, you gave a kick, I gave a slap, you smashed a plate over my head, then I set fire to our bed. You hit me once, I hit you back, you gave a kick, I gave a slap, you smashed a plate over my head, then I set fire to our bed. Oh, my black eye casts no shadow, your red eye sees no blame, your slaps don't stick, your kicks don't. Teeth.
bit of domestic violence from Florence and the Machine from their debut album Lungs. Okay, here's another great pedal steel guitarist. This is Robert Randolph and the family band Traveling Shoes. Okay, I'm Roger Bowie. Thanks for listening to my eclectic journey. We're 12 minutes to go. I've got three more tracks to get us to 2013, so we'll try racing through. You'll have to listen faster. This is 2011, PJ Harvey from Let England Shake and The Words That Maketh Murder.
Blown and shot out beyond belief.
With a little nudge to Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues, take your problem to the United Nations. That's okay. We've got Grizzly Bear from New York with from their album Shields with It Again, and then we're going to close off with Johnny Marr's Messenger. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. Rock and roll.
Take it all in stride.